from Jolene, Atlanta, staying up late to listen to DT this morning. David Tennant's with us.
Hello, Atlanta.
He's done with another breakfast show. Got a little bit of time for an old friend. It's 9:30 on Absolute Radio. So listen, you know, a year ago then, yeah, you must have been doing your last bit of filming as Doctor Who.
Well, I'd done the last bit of filming, yeah. But I was just doing the rounds.
Hang on, I'm
going
to have to move because I'm looking at you and there's a great big mic stand in the way.
Why don't I do that? There you go.
Now, is that right for our camera angles?
Perfect. Oh, yeah. You see, yeah, it's a multimedia experience here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've got the cameras, we've got the setup.
Are we Twittering as we speak?
Of course we are. You're trending.
I'm delighted about that.
Do you know what that means?
Not a clue.
No, this is good news. What it is all the kind of conversations that happen around the world on Twitter, the top 10 most popular ones from the top 10 most popular words and key phrases are being said.
Right.
They have like a top 10 thing. So you get a snapshot of what this country, all the world, is talking about on Twitter.
Wow.
You're in the top 10.
Are you in share? Have you got shares in Twitter? That was very,
do you
very
like how I
concisely
said that to
put.
Yeah. You and Desmond Tutu.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right.
I see myself very much.
And
in
one of the
same
people
bracket
that got kicked out of X Factor as well at the weekend.
Brilliant.
And then another thing, curiously called text that led to sex. That's the country at the moment in snapshot, David.
Am I linked to any? I mean,
you tell me.
I don't know.
Hey?
I don't understand.
Yeah, when that sonic screwdriver needs recharging, we'll just leave it there.
Sure.
So listen, a year on,
yeah,
okay, you've been very busy.
Yeah,
you know, we'll talk about what you've been up to, but have there been any moments seriously when you thought, crikey, did I make a mistake leaving Doctor Who?
Do you know what, there haven't been, because it still stays with you. Do you know, I'm still aware that people still love the show and it's still showing on BBC3 and in various other places around the world, so it's still very much part of my life. But I think it was the right time to move on, and it's been great to see the show go from strength to strength, you know, without me, and being able to watch it again.
Do you watch the new guy?
Of course, yeah.
Angrily?
No.
Come on.
No,
I know you actors are
no,
like.
No,
I
loved
it. Loved a bit of fly on the wall when you're chucking stuff at the screen.
No, because I didn't know what was going to happen next, so I was enjoying myself.
Oh, really? Because I've not seen much of the new guy do it, but then people say he's a pretty good Doctor Who
Very good, very good. Yeah, excellent.
Oh, that's hard for you to say, isn't it? Did you see that? Barely opened his mouth as he said it. He's snarling, dear listeners, as he said it.
He's a fantastic Doctor.
Yeah, no, I hear he's very good. So this Sunday, right, am I going to be okay to tune in? Because, you know, when you become a dad, okay, you know, your biggest fear is anything happening to you or your missus and you're not being able to look after your two little kiddies or your children. So this is a sad story. I don't want to give any spoilers away. What can you tell us about Single Father?
It is a sad... Well, I mean, the clue's in the title. It's about a very happy family and then, unfortunately, Rita, my character's wife, gets killed.
Not on a Sunday night, mate. Come on.
I'm afraid so. But it's not...
Whereabouts in it? In the first half an hour, so I know when to go out and have a toilet break and then come back in. At least that bit has been dealt with.
It happens about 20 minutes in, I guess. She probably...
What, the first part?
Yeah.
So it's all...
Well, it's called Single Father. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I know, but kind of ease you into it. Maybe at 9:45 that happens. Not at 9:20.
But honestly, it's very unsentimental about it and it manages to just... Obviously, it's deeply sad.
What happens to her? Are we allowed to know that, or is that...
It's a motor accident, yeah.
Oh, David, honestly, you're crushing me this morning.
Yeah, but it's...
Tastefully done, the motor accident.
Oh, it's... Well...
Artfully done.
That's a ridiculous thing to say because of it's so tragic, but it is very tasteful. It's kind of a beautiful story, and if you've got kids, or you've ever been a kid, there's something...
A lot of people have been a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
That says it right for the New Mexico pop at me, if you've ever been a kid. Yeah, I think that's some of our audience, now you mention it.
I was just...
Sure.
I was demonstrating the universality of the piece.
No, exactly. You put it in a great context for us there, if you've ever been a kid.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm saying it'll work for everybody.
Of course it will, especially those who have once been children.
Exactly.
Former children.
Which I think includes most of your audience, not all.
And so, then what happens? Because it's a big production. This is a four-parter, BBC One Sunday night. Yeah. So then the story...
Well, then it's about Dave, my character Dave. They named it that story.
Don't like his name.
No. Yeah.
Dave, are you sure? The writers couldn't come up with anything out. He's called Dave. They just took your I and the D off. That'll do. Send it to him. He's not Doctor anymore. He's got no other work. He's doing some vampire thing. Just call it Dave. Dave. All right, Treacle, I'm Dave. And what is he, like a car? Is he a car salesman?
No, he's a photographer.
Called Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about him left with four kids and trying to cope with it. Yeah, but the kids are amazing in it.
Yeah.
The kids themselves are just
Because that's really important casting. Because
really important. I was quite terrified. Yeah. When you read the script, you think, they're in every scene. They're central to every scene. This yeah. could be very difficult.
Because if they don't get it right, some child actors, and it's a really tough gig.
Yeah.
Especially if they've not been children before. Some of them, you know, it must be very hard sure. for them to play that well, character
them,
as a child.
Some child actors are still children
yeah.
at the time,
oh,
which
really? So is, how they do it
helps them access
I
that.
I just thought
yeah.
they got dwarfs to put them in school
sometimes
uniforms
sometimes they do,
and stuff
but
like.
We didn't go that way with this.
You should have. Yeah. You made a mistake.
Yeah.
But sometimes they can be really irritating and unbelievable. Because obviously it's very, very yeah. hard to be a believable child actor.
Yeah. No, I think they work very hard because these kids are so central to the story. They work.
But surely because you must have had to spend a lot of time with them to
yeah.
to realise how hard that would be to be a single. I mean, it's tough being a single mum.
Yeah.
But then it's hard to be a single dad as well.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Especially with four of them. Yeah.
Well, especially this week with what Cameron's done. The jackboots come down here, David. Welcome back.
Listen. You yeah. know, don't get me started on Cameron. He's your mate, isn't he? Doesn't he comes in and hangs out with you in the studio.
No, he did an yeah. interview last year, okay? Like I interviewed a lot of people. I interviewed Tony Blair a couple of years ago.
Wait, has Ed Miliband been on? No, he hasn't, has he?
No, because he probably put us all into a deep coma. And I've got to be honest, I don't think I'm top 10 of his list of interviews to do once he announces the shadow cabinet today. He's not going to go, get me to O'Connell tomorrow morning, just after he does Stump the Show. I need to be in there. Okay. But I'd love to have Ed Miliband in it.
Well, anyway, I'm sure
so,
you will.
So you got the four kids.
Yeah, and I also have a grown-up daughter. I played my first grandfather, Christian. I have a grown-up daughter in the show who has a little toddler, so I'm now and of course I was trying to rationalise this, but
yeah.
the character is exactly the same age as me. It's all possible. I have now reached middle age. That's it.
And this is all in the first hour.
This is all in the first hour.
There's a lot going on Sunday yeah. night for me to yeah. take in, to be honest. We're going to bed. Okay, so and then what happens? Are we allowed to talk about what happens in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah. Well, the wife's best friend.
Here we go.
Saran Jones.
I see what attracted you to the role.
I think in grief, people deal with it in very complicated emotional ways.
Dirty little man.
It's the script.
Oh, come on. I bet you were like, I think it'd be better if I start to have really sort of a lot of sex with her best mate.
Listen. Whatever you might think, filming a sex scene is never an erotic, charged experience. Not that Saran isn't lovely.
Oh, she's going to be really grateful when this gets into the Daily Mail tomorrow, going feeling sex.
No, Saran is... I wouldn't wish to be doing it with anyone else. What am I saying?
Your girlfriend is probably listening to this as well. You're in a quandary. Get out of it yourself.
Play a record.
No.
Oh, no, it's... those scenes are never... They're always a little bit embarrassing to do.
Look, imagine when you've got a load of cameramen and grips and stuff like that. And you and your speed hose or whatever's going on.
There's a bit in this, for plot reasons which I won't go into, and actually I don't think made the final cut, but there was a whole sequence where they're going, no, sorry, we can't see your arse. Sorry, go again.
You're joking.
We've got to see his... Can I say that word?
Well, you have.
Yeah, I'll say it. We've got to have to go again. We can't see his arse. Well, come on, once more.
Hang on a minute. You said earlier on we couldn't see her arse. Whose arse did they want to see?
No, it's mine.
Yours?
It's mine, yeah.
You have a new contract. You have to get your arse out on a new work since you left Doctor
made,
Who.
I haven't seen the final cut, but I don't think it's made the final cut.
So when they bring out the director's cut, it's going to go now with added David Tennant backside.
Now with arse.
All right, we've got to get an ad break. We'll come back with more with David Tennant.